now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland Trujillo, and I am your host for this wonderful, wonderful program called Talk to a Pastor. Now, do you have a question that you would like to ask a pastor? Are you in a situation where you don't even have a pastor, but you'd like to talk to a pastor, or you have a pastor and you have a question, you'd rather not ask the pastor? Or do you have a spiritual question, a Bible question? You have a question about the meaning of life, purpose for existence, why am I here, etc., etc. These are very important. These are the ultimate questions, ladies and gentlemen, and they are extremely important because we live our lives in light of how we answer those questions. Now, most of us, look, let's be honest, most of us go through life and we're not sure about such things. We're just not sure. Maybe when you were a little child, you went to church or you were told certain things by your parents or authorities. You were told, you know, about Jesus and God and so on. Or perhaps you were raised in a home where they were atheists or agnostics, or especially where they were atheists. See? And they were opposed to religion or opposed to God or opposed to Jesus. You see? Well, you were raised in that kind of a home. So it doesn't matter what kind of a home you were raised in, for what the philosophy of it was or what you were told. You may have memorized some things they gave you to memorize, and you said what they wanted you to say to please them, and so on. That's all fine. That's part and parcel of being a little child and growing up. But we reach a certain point in life, ladies and gentlemen, when we're 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 55, 60, when we would like to know for sure. See, we have our suspicions. We suspect, you know, we've heard people say there is no God and so on, yet we suspect that there is. And we may have had, most of you have had an experience where you experienced something that by which you knew that there is another dimension. You know, you had a close call, you died and came back to life, or you encountered a ghost, or you had some kind of a visitation, or you saw something scary, or something beautiful, or something that you didn't understand, whether it was a dream, or whether it was, in life when you weren't asleep, or you heard a voice calling to you, or something happened that you just know had something to do with your being watched over. You know, everybody else was going on a trip, and somehow you were sick that day, or you were late and missed the bus, and then something bad happened to everybody else, but you were okay. You suspected that Providence was watching out for you, and so on. See? So, you know, even your most ardent atheist, or your most ardent agnostic, or your most ardent progressive, or your most ardent socialist or communist, see? They occasionally have such moments also, but they somehow find a way to push them under the carpet and forget about them, or explain them away in some, you know, well, it was just brain chemicals, or I was drunk, or see, it was just an illusion. But you know, I tell you truly, there is another dimension to life. So here we are, to a pastor. What is the purpose of this program? Well, you know, people send me emails. You can send me a letter, or you can send me an email. All you have to do is go to my website, which is, commonsensecounseling.org. Go to commonsensecounseling.org, and then look for the Talk to a Pastor link there, and then find it, and then you can click on Contact, send me an email. And you can ask a question. Let's listen to this announcement.
Do you suffer from stress? Reacting to stress is natural for animals, But for us humans, stress usually makes us irritable, impatient, and upset. We find ourselves being mean to those we should be kind to, or we find ourselves suppressing emotions until they make us upset on the inside. Shouldn't we be able to live with others without being upset with each other? The answer is yes. Right now you are too reactive. That's your problem. The stress of others causes you to react with hostility or repression. Were you in your center, the stress of others would call forth patience and understanding. It would call forth the courage to speak honestly. It would call forth patience to deal with the foibles of your fellow human beings without becoming upset. The solution to all your stress-based problems is to learn how to remain in your center. The meditation exercise helps you find your center of dignity so you'll be less reactive and more patient. Download a free introduction to the meditation at commonsensecounseling.org.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're at the holiday season. Now, let me finish up with my thought. You can ask me a question by email or by letter. All the information will be given very soon, so have a paper and pencil handy so you can write it all down. Or just remember commonsensecounseling.org. Or Google the Center for Common Sense Counseling and my name, and you'll find it. You know, it's easy. Anytime you can't find anything, just Google it. Google my name. Google Talk to a Pastor Online. Google Roland Trujillo Talk to a Pastor. You'll find it. And then send me an email with your question. I get a lot of questions by email. So I have that service. And I also have counseling, spiritual counseling, which is nice. And I've written some books. And I have a meditation, a very, 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 very nice meditation. I have a very nice meditation. It's a mindfulness meditation. It teaches you how to be in the moment, not lost in thinking, not lost in worry, not lost in fantasy, not lost in the past or daydreaming about the future, but living in the now. And it has a little spiritual twist to it. In other words, it's not just a meditation. It's not just a mindfulness meditation, but there's a hint, you know, a dusting, a sprinkling, a little something about God, a little something about Jesus in it. Now, if that turns you off, then, well, go listen to some other program. But it's not about, but the meditation is just that. It's just a meditation. So if you're the kind of person say, well, I don't know about Jesus, I don't know about God, I don't know about any of that stuff, but I do honestly and truly want to live as a decent person, and I don't want to be resentful. I don't want to hate my wife or hate my husband or resent my wife or hate my neighbor or resent my boss. I want to be patient with my kids. You know, I really and truly don't want to become upset and angry all the time at everybody. I want to have some self-control. I want to have a little more of a spiritual walk. I want to have a more of a spiritual walk. Then this meditation will be for you. It doesn't matter if you're not sure about God or you're not sure about Jesus. It doesn't matter. You still do the meditation. It's very simple and it's free. It's a beautiful meditation. And what else was I going to say? Now I forgot what I was going to say. So the meditation is it's for everybody, for anybody. But you have to be, you know, you have to be interested in the truth. If you are, it's a wonderful meditation. Now, I also want to mention it's good for PTSD. A lot of people have PTSD. Post-traumatic stress disorder. Everybody has it, as a matter of fact. Everybody has it. We've all been traumatized. See, we humans, they call it being born in original sin. We're born weak. We're born suggestible. We're born subject to wrong authorities. See? Impatient authorities, angry authorities, confused authorities. See? And they pressure us. That's trauma. They abuse us. That's trauma. They confuse us. That's trauma. we go to school and we're pushed down and our lunch money is stolen and there are bullies and so on. And then there's unfairness and injustice and there's tease and cruelty and meanness. These are all traumas. Maybe they're little traumas. They are traumas. So there's just one trauma after another. So we all have post-traumatic stress disorder. And some people go off to battle. They have moments of boredom followed by moments of stark terror. See, and then there they are, and they said, what are we here for? What's this all about? Why am I here? What's the meaning of all this? See, there's a lot of confusion. And they see cruelty and injustice and so on. So it's trauma. Trauma. Okay? Big trauma, little trauma. Some people are raped. Some people are molested. Some people are put down, you know, from the time they're little, they're told they're no good, they're stupid, they're just like their dad, they're never going to amount to anything. You have a lot of that. It's trauma. Sometimes it can be of the most subtle, the most sophisticated and subtly cruel. See? Trauma. But the point of it is, ladies and gentlemen, that we all have PTSD, so you could all use the meditation. Now, this my standard meditation is good for you. Go to commonsensecounseling.org and listen to the standard practice. Give it a try, standard meditation. But I also have a special one for PTSD. I have a special meditation, brand new one. I made it only a couple of months ago. And I talk about post-traumatic stress disorder and how we come to have it. And the meditation, what to do about it. See, it is repairable. You get over it. We can get over any trauma, ladies and gentlemen. You can get over any trauma. You should be able to get over any trauma. See, life was not meant to be, for us to be permanent victims. Permanently in recovery. Permanent former this is and former that and permanent something or other. Life, you know, you ought to be able to leave it behind. Remember when you were a little kid, you got sick and then you left it behind. Something happened, you left it behind. Remember? Well, it should be that way now. Okay, you had a trauma. See, you deal with it, you have it, it's in your memory, it comes back, it bothers you, you find it coming out into your, interfering with that, with your everyday life over and over and over again. Well, try the meditation. So you can use a regular meditation or you can get the special one for PTSD. All you have to do is go to commonsensecounseling.org, scroll down, look for the picture of the person, and it says PTSD. Go there, look for the meditation, click on it, and it'll take you right to the meditation. You can listen to it for free, download it for free. I think it's only about half an hour, 40 minutes, very short meditation. Most of it is just introductory material and explanation, and then the meditation itself is so simple. See, you can learn it in 5 minutes. It's how simple it is. It might totally change your life for the better. Now, you can't beat that. You can't beat it, ladies and gentlemen. So that's my Christmas gift to you at this holiday season. How about the holiday blues? You got the holiday blues. Christmas blues. Get the meditation. I'll be right back.
Hello, this is Roland. Highlights from selected Common Sense programs are available at our website, commonsensecounseling.org. Click on Streaming Audio and you'll find programs by topic in Real Player or Windows Media format. Plus, listen to my lecture on how to stop hurting those you love and find links to all 5 of my blogs. It's all at commonsensecounseling.org.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, that's ROLANDTRUJILLO, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, welcome back to Ask a Pastor or Talk to a Pastor. Yes, indeed. Beautiful music. I want to wish you all a happy holiday season. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. It really is a beautiful time of the year when we temporarily forget about all of our woes and our troubles, and we devote a bit of attention to each other, and especially to the children. We devote attention to them. It's a sweet time. We give gifts and presents, and we enjoy the blessings of food from God's bountiful table. And we give thanks. Yes, we do. We give thanks. On Thanksgiving and at Christmas time, we give thanks. Whether or not you say the words, you just feel the thanks. See, you have this feeling of gratitude. You're grateful. All of a sudden, you're grateful. You should watch a beautiful story, the one about Scrooge, A Christmas Carol, that's it. They had made several movies. You should watch it. Probably best to watch one of the older versions. I'm sure they have newer ones that they've ruined somehow. They always ruin things. They take the life out of them, the truth out of them, the sweetness out of them, the innocence out of them, and they ruin them. So watch one of the older ones. I'm not saying that some of the newer ones might not be good, but the older versions, watch A Christmas Carol. And you'll see how he saw what would happen if he didn't change. Now, how many of you understand that? See, if you're a young guy or a young lady and you're 20 or 25 or 30 or 35, you don't really relate to that mean old Scrooge. You think, well, I'm not that way. Who wants to be a old geezer like that, you know, all mean and everything? You don't think you'll ever be that way. Well, look, year by year, as you resent your husband, you're impatient with your kids, you gossip about your neighbor, see, you're a little selfish here and a little mean there and a little judgmental there and a little sneaky here and a little underhanded there and a little gossipy here. The years go by, and then all of a sudden, there you are. Or if you're a dad, and you're kind of weak and kind of wimpy, and you don't stand for things, or you're angry, and you throw in the towel, you let your wife run everything. And the kids, you let the kids go off to school, and your wife is in charge of everything, and you're just kind of sit there and watch TV, and watch baseball or football on TV, and so on and so forth. The years go by, and there you are. You find yourself old. You find yourself resentful. See, after a lifetime of resentment, little tiny resentments, you think you have a right to resent. You think you have a right to judge, a right to have your sneaky little resentments and judgments of people. See? And a life of compromise, of throwing in the towel and giving in to go along and get along, and so on and so forth. You think that's all just fine. Well, it's not, and the piper has to be paid. And so what happens is you do not develop character. You lose your character. Don't develop it, you lose it. And there you are, you're old, and you're resentful. After a lifetime of hundreds of thousands of little tiny, tiny judgments and little tiny, tiny resentments, and there you are. And the fruit of resentment is what? It turns into what? Unhappiness, meanness, hatefulness, selfishness, lack of character, and a weakness where you can't face things. You don't have the character to face things. And as you get older and you don't have the anger energy anymore, you have less life force, you find yourself extremely weak and resentful. Well, you don't want to be that way. You do not want to be that guy. You don't want to be that gal. Okay, so what do? Right now, you go to commonsensecounseling.org, you get the meditation, and then you make a little donation to help Roland. That's what you do. See, don't forget to put me on your Christmas shopping list. Make a little donation to help me. You'll be doing me a favor and yourself a favor and other people a favor. Hello. Some of you have been listening for a while and like where I'm coming from. You recognize the truth and are willing to admit you've made some mistakes.
The next step is to make some positive changes in your life. A good place to start is with the meditation exercise. Most of us are too lost in our thinking. We plan, worry, and scheme. Then we act emotionally and usually make things worse. Instead of worrying and scheming, why not spend the time learning to be still and find the wisdom and a proper energy to move with? In other words, why not request our meditation exercise? It will help you get out of fixating on problems and negative thinking. To request a copy of the meditation exercise, write or email us, or just pay us a visit at commonsensecounseling.org. You'll be glad you did.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. Now, while I'm here, I want to tell you about my books, a couple of my books, three books I want to tell you about, which you can find when you go to commonsensecounseling.org. As a matter of fact, right there, there's a place where you can order a couple of them for a donation of any amount. You can get an e-book. Okay? But just all of my books, you can get them in e-book, or you can get all of my books. You can get all of my books in paperback, quality paperback. And a couple of them are even on Amazon. My books are so good. Let me tell you about one of them. It's called Santa's Take on Parenting. Santa Claus, in other words, Santa's Take on Parenting. Santa and Mrs. Claus. In this story that I wrote, it's a beautiful story. It's a masterpiece. A masterpiece. It's like The Little Prince, or it's like Jonathan Livingston Seagull. One of those type of books. It's inspirational, it's touching, it's warm, it's easy to read, it's a quick read, it's a fun story. But there's a lot of deep meaning to it. And it's about Santa and Mrs. Claus and a couple of kids come to visit Santa and Mrs. Claus at the North Pole. And these kids have issues, as all kids do. When I was a kid, I had issues. Why, when I was a kid, I fidgeted, I talked out of turn, I didn't pay attention, see, etc., etc., etc. Now they would say, well, he's got ADHD, we got to put him on Ritalin, see, or something like that. Back then, they just let me be a kid, and I outgrew it all. I outgrew it all. But the point I'm getting at is that it's a wonderful book. You should get it and read it, because great tips for parenting. Dozens and dozens of wonderful parenting tips. And it's a handsome little book. You can get it at Amazon, either in Kindle or in quality paperback. It's a handsome, handsome little book, especially in paperback. You should get it for yourself, for your grandson or granddaughter, for your sister, for anybody that has kids. Anybody that has kids, any foster parent, any kindred care parent, anybody that has anything to do with kids, you should get them this book, because they'll love it. They'll sit down and they'll have a cup of tea or something and have some gingerbread cake or candies, and they'll sit there curled up in their chair in front of the fire and read the book, and they'll just love it. Okay, get one for yourself. Another book that's quite good is my new book about marriage. It's called The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. 380 pages. It's all about everything. It's about, oh goodness, it's about courtship and about dating and about arguing and about forgiveness and about it's for husbands, it's for wives, it's for boyfriends, it's for girlfriends, it's for everybody. It's a wonderful book. You should get that book. Then, of course, my classic book, Becoming a Friend of God. Oh, what a wonderful book that is. You should get that one. E-book or the paperback version. So I heartily encourage you to get, you should start getting these books. Boy, if you were to start doing the meditation and it was helpful to you, and then you got started one by one, looked at my book, had my books and read them, and so on, your whole life could change around just like that. Just like that. Do you have issues? Mental health issues, emotional issues, family issues, relationship issues. And somehow you know deep down in your heart that there is a spiritual component to them. Somehow you know that psychology is nice, support groups are nice, theory is nice, but you'd like to talk to a pastor. Well, now you can. You can talk to me in a couple of different ways. First of all, we have for a set fee, you can talk to me for 15 minutes, half an hour, an hour. By Skype, by phone, or live chat. If you want more information about pastoral counseling, online, in the convenience of your home, you don't have to go anywhere, you don't have to drive anywhere, right from the convenience of your home or office, then go to mypastorchat.com. That's www.mypastorchat.com. Well, I hope you enjoyed today's program, ladies and gentlemen. Happy holidays. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas. I want you all to have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful holiday season. And please visit commonsensecounseling.org because all the links are there to take you to my blogs and so much wonderful information there for you or for someone that could use some help, especially if people that have PTSD or holiday blues or marriage, relationship issues. There's a lot of help there for you. Well, God bless you all. And until next time, bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's ROLANDTRUJILLO. 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.